We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back to our regular scheduled program.
Yeah, we like to do it every Friday night. We send you into the weekend with the best sounds of the week in and out of sports, oftentimes sounds that have already been played on this very show. It's time to hit the E-Spot.
Yes.
As always, want to give a big, warm, nosebleed seed shout-out to the greatness of the earth, the wind, and the fire for the incredible vibes here as we try to hit the ever-elusive E-spot here in the nosebleed
that
seeds.
Wind. God, I love it.
Now, I haven't heard this yet, but something tells me this is going to get the E-spot juices flowing because our guy Zero, in honor of Dak not signing the long-term contract.
And you have not heard this.
I have not heard this.
Oh, you're about to be mind blown.
I'm hoping to go 6 to midnight.
Oh, trust me.
Rumor has it I will. Here is the Zero created Dak montage.
We're on the record time and time again.
That took no time at all.
As a leader, he has the it factor. He's a fierce competitor. He wants to win as well.
Prescott with a quarterback option. Running to the right. Spill. Head over heels. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Prescott.
You see when he's got to come from behind, when he kind of turns it loose a little bit. You see him make those plays.
Now he throws it in the end zone. Jason Witten.
We tried to pay him. He has to accept what we want to pay him. But the deal's got to be right to that. It's got to be right for us.
Beasley right slot. They're blitzing. Play fake. Throws it over the middle to Bray. And he's got it into the end zone for a touchdown.
All of those things embolden me to make a deal with him that puts him here with the Cowboys for the long term.
Prescott keeps it. Burrows at right guard. Touchdown, Prescott.
We're sold on Dak. And we do want to have him for the long term. We think he's worthy of investing in for the long term.
If they don't pay Dak, we can all pack it up and go home.
Yeah, I've been on myself my whole life. I've been told my whole life what I could and couldn't do. And if I listened for one moment to any of those people, I wouldn't be here today having this conversation with you. So when I was put in that situation, it was a no-brainer. Go do what I've always done and bet on yourself, and here we are today.
And he's still betting on himself. But my God, was that not a fantastic production job by our buddy Zero?
As you can tell, I have no more blood in my face. It has all gone down south. That Woo! Was incredible. Nice work. 817
I
cosigns.
I got enough blood for both sides, baby.
817 Autoflex Leasing Fantex letting us know that montage just forced him to change his underpants.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it
about.
Is not because of the crapping variety.
Oh.
No sex poop here. Just sex. We move on as we try to hit the E-spot, even though, I mean, my God, we could just probably replay that Zero Dak montage right there over and over again, and we'd be happy, but that's not what we do here. We continue. We power through the best sounds of the week, and it looks like we had some Throwback Thursday going on this week. I was out of the show for a good chunk of time, but I was made happy to find out that we got a Robert Flores fart throwback clip. And we got a Lou Holtz sort of gibberish clip. Peyton, let's start with Bob Flores saying, well, is it true or fart throwback from ESPN? Take it away, Bob.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or fart False. Marshawn Lynch matches.
True or fart? False. Yeah, and to me, that's a guy that just farted.
Confident, man.
That's a guy that was thinking
that
he either farted or somebody else must have farted. But fart was in his mind, and that's why he said that.
I think
because
that's a really good
theory.
False
and fart is nowhere related. There's
the F.A.
True or fart?
I guess,
false.
But come on, dude. Like, he farted, and that's why he said true
he
or fart.
He was so confident as well. True or fart? False. Very nice work, Bob Flores. And another throwback Thursday that made an appearance on the show this week is the greatness of Lou Holtz, who compared the current college football players trying to fight through the coronavirus and make the season happen. He compared them to the soldiers storming Normandy back in the day. And that forced us to revisit the moment where Lou Holtz sort of created a new language that apparently Reese Davis totally understood.
We anticipated they will get to talk a whole lot more at halftime. I promise.
Well, I don't get day rain, man, cold,
but they're counting down 7, 6, 5.
Okay. I love this cut because of Reese Davis. How Reese Davis is the only person that understood whatever gibberish Lou Holtz was saying there, because he just picks up the conversation like nothing. Like, yeah, great point. But they're counting 5, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, it's just unbelievable.
I don't get damn rain, man, cold.
But they're counting down 7, 6, 5.
They're counting down 7, 6. Like, it's just boom.
I would argue that Reese Davis doesn't have a clue what's coming out of the spitting mouth of a Lou Holtz there. I think what he is doing is just trying to move on seamlessly. That is the professionalism, the broadcast capabilities, where he knows his guy Lou. If it wasn't for Reese Davis barging in there, Lou would go on another 30 minutes of just absolute, like, no one knows what you're saying, Lou. And if it wasn't for Reese Davis cutting him off there after 7 seconds of gibberish, Lou Holtz could have taken it the rest of the show.
So who's harder to understand? Is it Lou or is it Ed Orgeron?
Coach O is extremely hard to understand, but I can't make out one single word that Lou Holtz was just spitting at us there. And I say spitting because other than Bill Cowher, I don't know that there's a more chronic spit talker in the history of sports other than Lou Holtz. Like, if you can give me another name.
Or the dude who plays the king in Hamilton.
All right, so I do want to get to...
That guy's spitting left and right.
I think this is probably my favorite sound of the week, and this is Hall of Fame NFL player Bruce Smith basically turning Captain Hook into Captain Penis on Family Feud.
If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, he might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the age a kid is too old to sleep with a what the he said?
Steve Harvey, you are incredible. Bruce Smith, I can't fathom what was possibly going through his head in that moment. Like, I understand, listen, there's stage fright. You're in the middle of a game, high intense situations, and it's hard to, like, it's hard to think of sometimes easy things. But I cannot fathom where it was Bruce Smith was trying to go there, as he has now turned Captain Hook into Captain Penis. And the head coach of Mississippi State, Mike Leach, came out with a great tweet earlier in the week saying, you know, what's the, like, if you could get to the bottom of one life mystery, what would it be? And I think this is the mystery. What the bleep was going through the mind of NFL Hall of Famer Bruce Smith there when he turned Captain Hook's hand into a penis? I just don't know where he was going, but I find it incredible, and I'm extremely thankful that his mind inexplicably took him there.
So I might have... Now, look, Bruce Smith, this is one of a kind. The answer that he gave was just shocking.
Oh, it's all time.
Absolutely shocking. I have a buddy that was on Family Feud, and he also gave a horrible answer.
Really?
Not quite as great as Bruce Smith.
I can't believe you've never shared this with me.
Well, this is just the perfect time to bring it up.
All right.
So he's on Family Feud, and he gives this answer that is completely ridiculous. Now, Peyton's going to work on bringing this up in just a moment. We'll play this off of YouTube. It's not quite as funny as the Bruce Smith, but it's also one that is quite bizarre. So we can come to it in just a moment if you want to go ahead and pick your next hit here for the spot.
Yes, let's do that. Let's actually go to ESPN, where their NBA show The Jump is doing their show from a socially distanced standpoint. You have Rachel Nichols in her hotel room that ultimately she was being spied on by an ESPN employee, which makes
sounds
no sense.
Creepy as hell.
But you have Kendrick Perkins and Paul Pierce, two of the most incompetent commentators in the history of ESPN, and listen to them. Listen to Paul Pierce and what he offers up in this moment where ESPN and The Jump need him to go for about 25 to 30 seconds. He gives them about 2 seconds. They completely lay out, and this is the legitimate audio that took place on The Jump this week.
And by the way, Vic, you're down there. You're down there in the bubble. You're playing 5-on-5. If you're healthy, go ahead and give it a shot. You're down there anyway. You don't know what could happen.
I agree.
And then Rachel Nichols, Paul Pierce, who just gave you nothing, and Kendrick Perkins, without blinking or batting an eye, are staring into the camera. And this is still live television. Where
I
just
watched
nothing
this happen
is going
live.
On. Okay, were you completely confused?
I thought that maybe they just forgot to go to break, or I didn't know what happened there.
They just completely laid out. Like Paul Pierce, we needed 25 seconds of words coming from your mouth, and you gave us, I agree, that is all he offered up for us. That was incredible. Shout out to the worldwide leader of sports.
He did say he thinks Luke is the most talented player in the league, though.
Right.
Which was pretty nice.
I wish those sentiments were coming from literally anyone else so that I could respect them. Peyton, I know Walchuk's put a lot on your plate right now. I don't know where we need to go here. Do you have the ability to play this Mike Tyson sound that I need? Because Mike Tyson for Shark Week is about to give us Mike Tyson versus sharks, and here's the trailer.
Is he hosting Shark Week?
No, he's about to. I'm pretty sure he's about to be caged, and he's going to fight a shark. It's going to be insane. Here's the trailer.
Iron Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet, is back for the ultimate showdown.
Shark Week is hard, man.
Whew. Shark Week's main event, Tyson versus Jaws, Sunday, August 9th on Discovery.
Someone's gonna get bit.
Someone's gonna get bit.
Shark Week's hard, man.
Yo, so we literally have a situation here, I think, where Mike Tyson is going to be caged with a shark, and awesome. His only job, I guess, is just to beat the hell out of it. And I don't know who's going to win here. Like, I don't know what the odds are. I don't know if Vegas has odds here, because I don't know. The baddest man on the planet or a bleeping shark.
I'm taking the shark.
Oh, I'm taking Tyson all day.
You're going to lose that bet, dude.
All right,
out of your mind? Are you out of your gorge?
It's gourd, not gorge.
Are you kidding
jackass?
Me? I make it up, and I say it's gorge. Okay. You bleep hole.
All right.
Peyton's got this audio ready, and I would like to still play Bruce Smith's afterwards, but this is
Bruce Smith.
His penis. Audio of him saying penis.
We also have Kevin Gray talking about dicks.
Okay, do you want to play Kevin Gray first?
No, we don't have to play it first. Let's get to your friend who dropped the ball on Family
Feud. So we've got two
Feud.
Terrible Family Feud answers. We heard Bruce Smith's, and here's my buddy who goes on there and also made himself sound like a complete idiot.
Name something an insecure man might find on the beach to stick in his Speedo.
Stick.
A stick.
That's not him.
Okay, I was going to say, that's a great answer.
Surfboard.
That's it.
Oh, a surfboard.
Wow.
A surfboard.
We're going to play, Steve.
Really trying
a
to
surfboard
overcompensate
in
there.
Your Speedo.
Yeah, a stick. I mean, what else would you go with there? Like, are you hoping that you brought a banana as
a snack?
I think
a rock ended up being the number one answer.
A rock?
Yeah.
That's going to be a weird-shaped
package.
Yeah. I don't think we need to replay Bruce Smith.
You don't
want to
hear him say penis again?
Actually, I do want to hear him say penis again. Take it away, Hall of Famer. NFL Hall of Famer Bruce Smith inexplicably turning Captain Hook into Captain Penis.
If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, He might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the age a kid is too old to sleep with a tent. What the f*** did he say?
Steve Harvey's the best, man. He registers what he said.
So we're wondering what the hell could have possibly been going through the mind of NFL Hall of Famer Bruce Smith in that moment. And the 972 is in the mind of Bruce Smith saying, don't say penis, don't say penis, don't say penis, don't say penis. Hammer, no. Penis, bleep. Like, that's probably what was going through his mind there. Shout out to you, 972.
So good.
All right, we got two more clips here. We have Kevin Gray liking dicks. Sporting goods and Walchuk not letting him live it down. And we also have Chad Ochocinco claiming he's the best route runner ever. Reggie Wayne is disagreeing. What do you want to hear first, Walchuk?
Well, I mean, I've heard the Kevin Gray one.
All right. All right. Here is from the I'm an Athlete podcast, Chad Johnson claiming he's the best route runner in NFL history.
Who ran the best routes?
Me, I'm the best route runner in history of the
game. Oh, fuck no.
Uh-oh. It's something
razor thin. In the history of the game.
Hey, Chad.
Best route runner ever.
Tell my route at the line and school him.
And still get it.
So Reggie Wayne doesn't even have to think twice before giving a bleep no. Now, I don't know if he was claiming himself, Reggie Wayne, as the best route runner, but clearly not thinking that Chad Johnson was, even though I would actually say Chad Johnson probably has to be top five. That's the reason why Chad Johnson was so good. His route running was filthy. And now Kevin Gray talking about Dick's Sporting Goods and Walchuk not letting him live it down.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Okay, that's a fun one.
I love sports, and you can find yourself some good equipment in there. I was a baseball player growing up, so I got a lot of my baseball equipment from there.
Yeah?
Always loved to go into Dick's Sporting Goods.
You love to go into Dick's?
Sporting Goods.
It's a good store. It's a strong store. Which one specifically? Which Dick is your favorite Dick's Sporting Goods?
Which Dick's Sporting Goods is my favorite?
Yeah, which one's your favorite to go to?
The one in my area, Rockwell.
What makes that Dick's better than the other ones?
That sporting goods store has a lot of the things I like to get, actually.
What are the things you like to get at Dick's?
I mean, you're asking him to compare all the dicks he's ever been inside of. Basically.
Man, he's got a family. He's got kids, and you're going to put him on the spot like that?
It is just truly remarkable, Walchuk.
Hey, come into the safe space. Everything's on brand, man. Nothing's off limits.
No, and that's the perfect guy to get to because KG is not trying to have a dick sporting. You know, for me, I'm wondering, okay, like when you were a kid, you used to get all your baseball equipment there. I get that. But now you're a 33-year-old father of one. You're married. You probably aren't playing a single second of baseball now or ever again. What makes Dick's Sporting Goods? Like, are you still, does Kevin Gray at 33 years old still need baseball equipment?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.